Going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of December 21st, 2022 in session at 7 o'clock p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in a pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. We have a fairly busy agenda tonight, so we're going to get right into it. Under new business, this is case number 21-006, the applicant Mountain States LLC, P.O. Box 502, Ware, New Hampshire, 03281, owners Mountain States LLC, P.O. Box 502, Ware, New Hampshire, 03281, in Candia South, Branchbrook Holdings LLC, P.O. Box 410, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, Raymond Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 409, lots 131 and 132. The purpose of the discussion tonight is to discuss a temporary electrical line installation and landscaping plan, extension of time, and escrow account for meeting the approved site plan requirements. I believe Tom is chairman. I'm sorry. Thank you, Judy. Mm-hmm. I've got to do the roll call first. Thank you. Rudy here. Mark?
Here.
Ryan?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Here.
Joyce?
Here.
Mike Santa? Oh, Tim? Darcy? Mike? Okay. Oh, Mike, I think, is on.
He's on.
Yeah. Linda?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. And Kevin?
Here.
All right, thank you for reminding me.
I'm going to put Judy in charge.
Yes, yes.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It's okay, here you go.
My name is Tom Severino. I'm here on behalf of Mountain States. The owners, Kenny and Tim, are here in the audience tonight. As you mentioned, we're here to request the use of that temporary pole for power. From the beginning of this project, they've reached out to Eversource for their transformer because of, for whatever reason, that particular transformer. They basically won't even give them a definite date of when that transformer will arrive. So they've built all their connection, their panels on that temporary pole. It's just a single pole. The draw pole is in the same location it was supposed to be. The temporary pole is right behind the first phase of those two buildings that's on the site. And the power has been run to the buildings from there. Again, they're looking to get a C of O. They have tenants scheduled to come in on the 1st of January. So per your request, I think you preferred to have a vote that it's okay to have that use of that temporary pole. The second item is we did prepare that escrow estimate based on the top coat not being down. The binder is temporarily striped, but the top coat is still remaining. Landscaping is still remaining, but due to the time of the year, we'll have to put that work off until next year. I will also add to that, per your request, I saw your email, the trenching and conduit for the underground.
Okay. Amy, you didn't get a chance to get that because Tom had sent it out after I think you left.
I have five copies here,
great.
If you'd like it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I can pass a few around here.
And the only thing that this doesn't include is the one for the...
Just doesn't have the underground, and I'll add that. I'll run some lengths and add that up.
Thanks.
And get that email to Amy tomorrow.
Just so the board knows, I happened to drive by one day and noticed that the pole was set there. So I did check, have Bob Donovan check to see what was going on with that. And basically, he did find out what Tom just said, is that there's a delay in getting the transformer. On that, and other than that, I believe everything is pretty much ready to go, from what Bob, the building inspector, has said. I mentioned to Tom about the fact that I think I'd like to bring it to the board to discuss giving them basically an extension of time. It wouldn't really be a modification of the plan. It would just be an extension of time get the underground done and also the landscaping, because obviously it's kind of late in the season to try to do landscaping. If that's the feeling of the board, then I would have the board recommend to the building inspector that a temporary CO be issued for a time frame that we can discuss. I thought probably like 6 months.
It could be 6 to 9 months before that transformer comes in, because it's a national shortage. It's a back order all over. All utilities are facing this.
That's why I wanted to bring it to the board, because I knew you'd probably have some information.
And they did request a date, and they basically wouldn't give them a date. They said it's just indefinite at this point. They wouldn't dare give them a hard date. So, I mean, if there's any, we just need to be back here in a year and understand. But, yeah, I mean, to do it any shorter than a year would be, I mean, not to mention when it comes in, then you'd have to implement all that work if that was the case. So,
I think what I'd like to do is to just keep things so that there's reasonable time frames involved. Maybe if we did 9 months, and if it really looked like it was going to be more than that, just come back to the board.
That sounds like another night that I don't go to bed on time.
It's 9 months. So. Yeah.
You gotta start going to bed at 5:30 at night.
I don't see any harm in granting a 1 year myself.
Well, see,
what's Tom saying? Let's keep it simple. He's saying it's probably going to take up to a year to do it, so just give him the year and he'll be done, and that'll be the end of that.
But 1 year will still get us back into the winter season.
Right, but a year would get you the transformer, then get the work done, if that were the case. So
I don't have to do it
any shorter than a year would be, just wouldn't make sense.
Okay, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. It'd be a couple of things.
So we have two motions.
Yeah, one of them would be, one of them would be to grant an extension of the requirements for installing the underground electrical, the top coat of paving, and the landscaping. I know the landscaping and the paving can be done, and you'd probably do that as soon as the weather.
Yes and no. There is the last phase of that building, so you know, it's not uncommon for jobs like that, but you don't put top coat until you do that last phase. You and I discussed this as well, that has a 1 year time stamp on it.
Right.
So, and by next spring, we'll know some answers on when that building might start, but you wouldn't top coat if you were going to go in and out of there with construction vehicles and concrete trucks to build that last building. You'd top coat it like fall of next, you know, this come 2023. So again, it still falls in that same 1 year time frame, you know, of when that would be done.
And that was one of the other things I think you mentioned, is that they're considering relocating that third building.
Right. So we'd be back in front of the planning board, which would address the time issue. So
yeah,
we're just not going to put it where the phase three building was. We hit ledge in the back of that slope. It's just doesn't make sense to put it in that slope.
Right, and I believe you wanted to come back in the spring or sometime over the winter.
Sometime over the winter and present that plan. Correct. Yeah.
So
we can lump it together for a year.
I'm sorry?
We can lump it together for a year.
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. So that would be part of it. And then the other part would be getting the updated escrow amount.
Yes, and I could send that out tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We wouldn't have a number to do for the escrow account right now, but I think we could put that in, that the escrow estimate would be provided to the town by the end of the week. And
correct.
The money can be set aside if the board's comfortable with that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll make the motion, seeing I just did. That we grant an extension for the underground electric, top coat pavement, and landscaping for a year. And the escrow amount will be provided to the town by the end of the week, and the escrow amounts put into place for the town's use.
I'll second.
And you want to include for discussion purposes. You want to include the temporary service of the overhead, too, into that motion?
Yeah, that was the one thing, that they'd have to do the underground electrical.
Okay. No, I'm saying into the motion.
Yes, for the waiver.
The temporary.
Estimate for the escrow account, you add the cost for doing the underground electrical. You got that, Amy? Okay. All right. Is the motion second?
I'll second.
Okay. And any discussion? No? Take a vote. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now you can go home and go to bed.
Yes. And by the way, that project on here looks very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it came out nice. All right, so that takes care of that one. Oh, and the other thing is, with this project, the plans were never signed. Mm-hmm. So we have cover sheets to sign tonight. We can date it for tonight. As we found out, we don't date the plans for the date that we approved it, approved the project on that particular date. It's when we actually do physically sign them. That's from legal counsel.
Aren't they changing? The third building?
Well, we still need to sign these because these are the plans that they built the current project to. So it's to basically make sure that we have all the documentation proper. And then this will get filed down at the Registry of Deeds. So we have everything covered, what we need. All right. Any other questions on that? Okay. Second item on the new business, Brian Ruroff, Town Engineer for Stantec. I'm going to do two things in here. And Brian, I think what I'm going to do, because Tom's here, we'll switch to Landing Way. Go over that one first. So this one's Landing Way Construction Update, Case 22-003, the final. Applicants, Branch Book Holding, LLC, P.O. Box 410, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner, same. Property location, Critchett Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 406, lot 140. Purpose to discuss status of the conditions of approval. Oh, Brian, you want to come up or you want to?
Whatever you prefer.
Come on up, Brian. Yeah, we'd like to see you smile.
Oh, jeez. I don't have to smile. For the record, Brian Roth, Stantec Town Engineer. We've been performing construction monitoring for the Landings Way project, the Tom Severino's project. Progress has been very good. It's come along actually very fast, probably fastest roadway job that I've ever seen in Candian. So, base course pavement was installed. Most of the drainage has been put in. They're just doing a couple minor items at this point, probably close to shutting down for the winter, I would say, at this point. We'll resume inspections in the spring when they kick things off. But generally, they're, I would say, close to 80-85% complete with the work to date. It's probably appropriate at this time for a reduction in the surety, I think, would be fair to them, and we could provide a recommendation on that for the board to review and approve. That's pretty much it, unless there's anything you want to add, Tom.
No, just as Brian mentioned, yeah, binder pavement's complete. All the grading of the slopes is complete. All of our stormwater basins have been created as temp-set basins. We can't complete those until we go back in the spring, complete all the loaming and seeding during a growing season. Once everything is established, then you complete the ponds, you know, with the proper media sectional thicknesses, but you really shouldn't build those until everything's established around it so that the media and the gravel wetlands, they don't get infiltrated with any sediment at all. So that'll be upcoming in the spring, but that's really the only, just the grading of those ponds and loaming and seeding in the spring is really the only outstanding items right now.
There's been a couple minor changes to the approved plan based on site conditions. Everything we've coordinated with the town road agent, but nothing that didn't make sense from an engineering standpoint.
Okay. So. Will you come up with the estimate for the reduction?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Or between me and Tom, we could come up with a number that makes sense. I think it, whether you want to submit an IRU, either way.
Yeah, I have it all in a spreadsheet, each item, so it's very easy for me to shut things off and just send what's not complete, leave it on, and send Brian the spreadsheet for his review. It's just easier that way. It's already created.
Sure.
Okay. We'll issue the board a formal letter on that as well.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Right. So it'll come to the planning board, and then we'll make a recommendation to the Board of Selectmen.
Correct.
To actually do the reduction of the bond. So
if
you have it for the next meeting, we can process that through.
Okay.
We're good. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Am I keep standing here?
You might as well. You can go home now, Tom. The other one's Maplewood construction update. Maplewood Road is up on High Street. Case 16-0010, yes, it's 2016 since this was on here.
Yeah.
Major subdivision application. The applicant is 66 Vinton Street, LLC. It's not David and Christine Martell. That was something that was back in 2016. 56 Maple Road, Auburn, New Hampshire. The owner, same. Property location, 608 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 405, Lot 45, purpose to discuss status of the conditions of approval. Brian, you're on.
Similar to the previous project, we've been performing construction inspection for 6 years now. Our rates are a little old on that project, but that's all right. The project's pretty much complete at this point. There's some paperwork that needs to be closed out on the project, and essentially it's a point. Once we had the as-built cleaned up by the developer and he confirms that the road has been deeded to the town, we can provide a recommendation to the board to then provide to the select board for the town accepting the roadway. There's a couple of minor items we need to confirm. We met with the applicant and yourself, Mr. Chairman, and the town road agent, and they've identified a couple of items that need to be confirmed and addressed, one of which is the AOT permit and compliance with that. So, but we'll work to get all that ironed out before the next meeting and issue a letter to the board on that. Similar but different to the last one, there's a one-year warranty period from when the town takes over the road. We would recommend the surety on the project be reduced from the full surety for the construction to just a performance bond for a one-year warranty period. The developer was fine with us developing that cost and submitting our recommendation to the town. So we'll proceed accordingly on that. That was pretty much it. Be good to wrap that project up.
Yeah. So. Are you comfortable with it up there, Jeff?
Yeah, everything that we had put together in our letter has been taken care of.
It's the driveway relocation and all that.
Yeah, it's really just administrative things that need to be tightened up now.
And just so the board knows that the town won't be taking over maintenance of that road until everything is finalized. The information would come to the planning board. The planning board would just make sure, as we just talked about now, that everything's okay, and we would make a recommendation to the Board of Selectmen to accept the road and also reduce the surety bond to what it is. So
it's typically 10%, right, that you hold back for latent defect?
Yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable, but we'll look at what's left in there and make sure it's appropriate to cover the town's best interests.
Okay, anything?
That's all I had. Unless you have any questions for me.
Great. I don't know if any of the...
No, you'll be glad to get that one checked off your book.
Thanks, Brian.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
I'll put you in touch
with you.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Boom, boom, boom. Wow.
All right, under old business, case 22-004, major site plan. The public hearing for that has been continued to January 4th, 2023. So we won't be addressing anything under that one until our next meeting at the beginning of January. The next under old business would be the approval of the minutes. back.
Mm-hmm. A way back?
A way back, yeah. I think I read them. I didn't have
anything.
I didn't have anything.
I didn't have anything. No.
Looks pretty good in there.
Yeah.
Nice job, Amy.
Amy, bro, Paul had given me, sent me a message that he was wondering what he should do next. Now, did we ever send him any of the information about what you found out and was found out by board members about getting a right-of-way from the town?
Yes, I gave his wife a copy of that from that book.
Okay.
That Judy had mentioned. And I believe he has to be put on the selectman's agenda.
Okay. Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so he's good with that. Okay, great. Any other comments on the minutes?
Nope.
Motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Rudy, yes. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Appeal updates. Foster Farms. We have a pre-hearing at the Housing Appeals Board on July 12th.
Whoa.
It's got a lot way
out. Slow down.
January 12th. I'm looking for summer.
But the actual hearing's in February, right? That's like
it's
pre-hearing.
The pre-hearing is that. I'll tell you exactly which ones it is.
And then in February is the actual, hearing.
So
another month, a month after the, a month or so after the first one.
Hmm. The pre-hearing is the 12th, and then
it's February 9th.
Yeah, and then it'd be February 9th is the full hearing. And they're at 10 o'clock in the morning, both, I believe.
And where are they held?
At Johnson Hall, room 305.
They're appealing after 2:00.
Let's see here.
State.
Yeah, room 315, Johnson Hall, 107 Pleasant Street, Concord, New Hampshire. It's the old state hospital grounds.
Okay. And the public or people like us can go in and hear?
Yes.
As long as you're not rowdy.
Try not to be.
But it's a very secure building, so you have to call. When you get there, you can get into the lobby, but you have to call the person that's in charge of security or whatever to be able to bring you in and actually escort you up to the room.
Okay.
It's not a
scripture.
It's not an open.
Don't bring a gun with you.
Well, when I went to the other one, I had to leave my water bottle outside. So,
yeah.
You know, Rudy, can I just make a comment on that?
Sure.
I've just been kind of looking at, So we look, when you look at Jim Logan, you say, he needed that waiver, he didn't get it, we acted appropriately. One would think that perhaps maybe he doesn't win the appeal, right? So you know that the state is just living to be approving workforce housing projects. So say Jim goes in there and does 96 units of workforce housing, goes to the state, and the state goes, boom. And now we got quite a demand on the school services and the traffic. We're talking about traffic. So I'm just thinking, one of the things you want to think about, on these types of projects is understanding the environment that we're in. It's not just home rule or we have the right to self-determination. As a planning board, we're trying to balance what's going on with the state because we also have to comply with state law. So this is something I wanted to bring up.
Because it's an appeal, we can't really discuss it.
Can I ask a question?
No. Does it have to do on the appeal itself or just on the appeal?
More on Scott's comment.
No.
Okay.
We can't. Because an appeal's been filed, it's in legal process, then we can't discuss it. We can't discuss the aspects of it at this point in time.
Good point.
Can I ask a question about the process of the of appealing?
Yes.
Kevin Coughlin, alternate on the board.
I've heard rumor of other towns having cases that are stopped by the planning board that have gone to appeal. And the state has overridden the town. Is there any cases like that locally that you can talk about? Like the ramifications of this is...
Yeah, and we really can't
discuss
it at this point in time. Okay. Just as a correction, the Housing Appeals Board pre-hearing meeting is at 11 o'clock on the 12th, and the hearing itself is at 10 o'clock on February 9th. All right. Other business. The first one I have on here is there was a citizen's petition that was sent to the land use office probably about a week ago. And we did check with town council, and we can't do a reconsideration. And that was from... recommendations from town council. Because we decided the waiver issue that we should not entertain any motions to reconsider that issue. The only issue before the board is the site plan review. The documents can be added to the record. So we will take the petition, and when we open up the public hearing in January, and that we'll add that to the documents for the project.
Which project is that you're speaking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was for
Main
the
Street.
23 Main Street project. Thank you for that. I should have clarified that. The next item under here is discussion and make a recommendation on a citizen's petition proposed zoning ordinance amendment. At this point in time, we can't make a recommendation on the citizen's petition article. However, I just wanted to go over what the process is for doing this. I think everybody has a copy of what I had Amy send out for how to handle petition warrant articles here. And did check with town council. It does go on the warrant. We have, capabilities for us to say, it's not going to go on the warrant. It's not like, the selectmen, when they put warrant articles in, they can take them off. So the only thing is right now it's for informational purposes. And the only thing that needed to be done is it wasn't in the format that is in for the town warrant. So in normal circumstances, the Board of Selectmen are the ones that are responsible for making sure it's the wording's in there. I talked to Brian about it, and basically what I did is I put it into the format that the town needs to have it in. So basically we can't change anything, the intent of it, or anything along that line. It's just putting it into the legal format to go on to the warrant.
Yeah.
So that's what's in here. Just for the edification of everybody, I will read part of it where it says, when it goes on the warrant, it'll say, are you in favor of the adoption of amendment number 14 as proposed by citizens petition for the town zoning ordinance as follows. Article 5, section 5.05, conditional use permit review criteria. Delete section 5.05 10 in its entirety as follows. Basically, it'll be listed as what section 504.10 waiver said, and it'll just be crossed out, so it's deleted. After that, it would say, if you vote yes for this warrant article, you'll be removing the planning board's authority to grant waivers. Submitted by petition. The planning board voted to approve, not approve this amendment by a vote of blah, 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 blah. And that would what we'd be doing after a public hearing. Any questions on that?
Is that a town vote, or does it come yearly?
What's your name?
I'm sorry.
John Riley, 97 North Road. it gets, does that get voted on at like the yearly election?
Yes.
And when is that election scheduled for?
March 2nd.
Second Tuesday in March.
So there'd be a town a public hearing before then. Then there'd be the.
We're going to be discussing that in a very short minute. any other questions on that? Yes.
When you said change the format, what do you mean? Oh, Carla Penfield. Jane Drive. When you said change the format, can you be more specific about?
Yeah. What? Just so that's good. Good question.
Plain Carla doesn't have the authority.
Right. What it says is that the warrant article was in there. That was in there said, shall the town vote to repeal the following section of the candidate ordinance in its entirety? And then had the section, and then down the bottom, if you vote yes for this waiver, all we needed to do is to put it into the format that the warrants all have, because we'll be going through the other ones for the zoning.
I guess I don't understand what you mean by the format.
It has to look like all the other ones that we do.
Yeah.
So my question is, you have line, we were specific when we wrote this.
Yeah.
And printed out the wording of section 5.04.
Yeah.
Are you going to put that in with lines drawn through it?
Yes.
Like?
Yes.
Now,
just like that.
And what's the purpose of putting the lines through it?
Because that shows that it's being deleted. You just can't say delete. Being deleted.
Okay.
Perfect. It's only you and the petitioners know what we're deleting. The rest of the people wouldn't know.
Right.
That are voting on it. That wasn't in there.
Well, that's why I asked why you're drawing the lines
right.
through it.
Right.
We wrote that out intentionally so that everyone would know exactly what they're voting for.
And then find the lines, go through it.
Right.
Show
and the way
that it's being deleted.
The way to format it, to format things, to delete things, you can strike lines through them.
Yep.
If we added anything on there, which we have in some other ones, they're shown in italics. And that's just a standard that's used throughout the state, even in the legislature.
Okay.
You can have a copy of that if you want.
Okay.
Any other questions on that?
Are we allowed to discuss it?
No.
Is that for the January meeting?
No, we would do that when we're going to set the date for the public hearing. So the discussion would be at the public hearing. It's just that I wanted everybody to have full knowledge of what is being proposed, because one of the things that we need to do tonight is set a date for the public hearing. All right, any other questions? Good question. Next one is final discussion and take out the vote, because we're not going to do that. I'll show you what we have to do with that one, too. But final discussion and vote on the Planning Board proposed zoning amendments and workforce housing ordinance. I also did put the proposed zoning ordinance amendments in the format that it would be in the town warrant. If you look at the copies that I gave you tonight, there's a couple of things. One of them is there's a couple of changes that we did since the last time based on input from town council. One of them was under the hardship ordinance. He suggested that we do, if the criteria above are not established, an unnecessary finding will be deemed to exist if and only if, owing to special conditions of the property that distinguish it from other properties in the area, the property cannot be reasonably used in strict conformance with the ordinance, and a variance is therefore necessary to enable a reasonable use of it. That is basically right out of the RSA. The other one on page 2, this was on the private burial grounds. It was very interesting to see the RSAs on that. That would add, under the introduction to it, private burial grounds. Private burial grounds, as defined by RSA 289, makes it clear, and it also where it says that for the criteria being met, that the requirements of RSA, and there's a duplicate RSA in there, it should be out, location are met, and the following items in there, because the items that the cemetery trustees came up with, which were very good, are expanding a little bit on the state law and makes it a little bit more specific to what they felt was the appropriate thing to do. Correct, Mark?
Yes. Because right now, they're private burial grounds in Candia, and if a marker's moved over whatever duration, now you've lost where that person has been buried. So going forward, we were thinking we'd like to get the coordinates and have corner markers put in for that private burial. That way it's always, right, a known location, and if ever it has to be turned over to the town for maintenance, there should be an easement for us to be able to get our equipment over there to mow it and take care of it.
So we'll be adding some clarification in our site plan regulations too, because one of the things in here says that they have to submit a site plan application, but obviously this is not going to have to be the level of our normal site plans. It's just a matter of making sure that we have the information that the cemetery trustees felt was appropriate.
Because at the time right now, there's no restriction on how long it takes. The restriction is when they sell the property. So say if there's a private burial and it sells a generation later, nobody's taking care of it, or the location is lost. Now how do you know where it is?
Right.
If there's no marker.
That sounded quite reasonable to me.
Yeah, so what we were saying is within 90 days of us approving the site plan, that they have it filed with the Registry of Deeds.
Yeah. That makes reasonable.
Yeah.
And the last change that was in here is on Amendment 13 for the table use regulations for workforce housing. I had looked at some of the past warrant articles that were in there, and I think probably this would be an appropriate thing to do, where I added the purpose to ensure compliance with the requirements of RSA 674:58. So it made it clear that the reason that we're proposing this article is to get us in compliance with state law.
Exactly. That's important.
Any questions on that? Any questions on any of the ordinances proposed? Yes.
Clinton Carroll, 117 Diamond Hill Road. I just wanted to know the RSA language that you mentioned with unnecessary hardship. What number would that be in the RSA?
That's a very good question, Linda. I don't think I have that.
674:33.
33, thank you. Did you get that?
Okay.
Thank you, Judith. I know I have a lot of them memorized, but I didn't have that one memorized. I'm sorry. So no other questions here. So what I'd like to do is to have a motion to accept these as written by a vote of the board. And then if we do that, we will also be moving it to a public hearing.
Immediately?
No. We have to set a date. And we can't have a public hearing without giving 10 days notice.
I like that motion.
Okay. Mark made the motion. Second?
I'll second that.
Right. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yep.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a suggestion?
Certainly.
That if you have a public hearing, that you have copies of that so that we could look at that?
I was just about to say that now that the board has approved these, they will be posted on the website. Probably as of tomorrow, if Amy's able to do it, we'll get them on the website.
On the town website?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't want to release them yet because it was still in draft. You know, they were available for people who wanted to read them, but I didn't want to make an official release of them until the board had a chance to review them and vote to release them. Before we go on to making the public notice on that one, I just wanted to go over the draft proposed workforce housing zoning amendments as of December 7th. This one also was reviewed by town council, and we did add a definition for workforce housing. Again, this is right out of the RSA, so there's no question that we're in compliance with that. Remember, we had some questions on the residency requirements and things like that. Well, in residency restrictions, it was basically the same as we have in the elderly housing, except where now it's going to be the restrictions are regarding income qualifications under the definition of workforce housing. And if you remember, we talked about the workforce housing limits from HUD and what we had in here, and that's referred going back to the definition, so the tie-in is in there, and we're legal for that. Then under the second one, or the third one, for maximum amount of workforce housing dwelling units, again, where we've changed that from 55 years of age and older, it will be to who meet the income limitations under the definition of workforce housing. So again, refers back to what the RSA says. And I think those were the only comments that he had. Yeah, those were the only comments that he had. So I believe we're good to go on that.
Yeah.
Any other questions or anything?
No.
So, Mark, you good?
Yeah.
So I'd entertain a motion that this also be approved as part of basically warrant article number 13, because this is more the details of that warrant article, and attach that as part of the documentation for our proposed warrant articles. Have a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to accept as written.
Joyce made the motion.
I'll second.
Second by Judy. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
All right, so these will be put on the website as of tomorrow. And also the petition, the citizens' petition amendment will also be on the website tomorrow. That won't be too soon, right? Will it, Amy? Okay. So the next thing we need to do is to set a date for a public hearing on, we'll do it in order through, we'll do the citizens' petition first, because that's the one we discuss first. My recommendation is, in the dates for the town meeting calendar, under the 2023 SB2 March town meeting calendars, Friday, January 6, 2023 is the last day to post and publish notice for the first hearing on proposed adoption or amendments of zoning ordinances, historic district ordinances, or building codes if a second hearing is anticipated. So we don't know if there would be a second hearing needed or not until after we had the first.
Right, you got to figure the fourth.
Yeah. So I would suggest that we have the public hearing January 4th, which is the Wednesday meeting.
It's the next meeting, right?
Our next meeting, yeah. So that way, if we do need a second hearing, because the other criteria in that is that Monday, January 16th is the last day to hold the first public hearing by the planning board on proposed adoption or amendments, blah, blah, blah. But there's a note, it's a C note for January 30th, because final proposals must be included in the warrant and posted by January 30th. It is strongly recommended that the first hearing be held before this date. So it would be cutting it really, really close if we did anything like that, because everything has to be, we could go to January 30th to have our last meeting for the public hearing. But the problem is that they have to have the final warrant for the town like that day.
Right.
So,
right. Well, so that would have to be
special. Stick with the 4th, and if we need another day, we've got time.
Exactly. So you got to just back
it. Right.
So we only have
two
more meetings.
Get it in
early. We have two more meetings before the final.
Right.
Day,
so, right.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll set the public hearing on the citizen's petition warrant article for January 4th. Take a vote on that. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, again, I'd accept the motion to have the public hearing on the planning board recommended zoning amendments 1 through 13, also on January 4th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Judy.
Girls on fire.
Girls Joyce. And second by Judy. Rudy? Yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yes.
All right, so we'll have public hearing on July 4th.
January
4th. January.
Stop it.
July.
I know you want to ride your
Rudy,
motorcycle,
Rudy.
But come on.
He's just blowing the winner right
he's
out.
July.
Really?
He's like, that's let's fast forward going 6 months. It's going fast enough as it is, Rudy.
Yeah.
I know I've been skiing for 3 days, too. So.
Oh.
Mm.
Got any concussions?
Probably, yeah. Froze. All right. Any questions on that?
No.
All right. Next item is just an update on the budget status. The funds have been encumbered,
nice.
So everything is on track.
Excellent.
We looked at. Thanks, Brian and the Board of Selectmen for
pretty good.
Agreeing to all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Brian.
Yeah. So we're good with that. Both, as you know, Southern New Hampshire Planning's been working on it, and Stantec's been working on the other ones for us. So things are moving along. On the 2023 budget, we did get all the money. Well, not all the money that we wanted, but we got the $8,500 was put in by the selectmen for the planning board projects. The selectmen didn't have the building department number in there. We went to the budget committee, and the budget committee, with some negotiations about moving some things around, like including doing some of the work that we thought we'd do in 2023, do it in 2022. So that was one of the things that they encumbered.
Mm-hmm.
The budget committee did agree to put $2,500 in to do the work that we were looking to do in 2023.
Get some respect.
And that was well supported.
Yeah.
But when the budget committee came down to actually doing a recommendation on the budget, they didn't make a recommendation on the overall budget because they're going to continue the public hearing until January 12th, 11th, something. I forgot exactly what it was. So there won't be any more public comment accepted on that.
Right, it's just them taking the vote.
Right, they're going to take a vote on what they want to do and make some recommendations. So we're not in the clear yet. Understandably, the budget committee and the selectmen are concerned that the budget is increasing a lot, and it's not through anything that's frivolous by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what they decide to do, what money winds up to be totally allocated by them. And then we'll have to see what happens in the March meeting.
Yeah, before you know it, time's flying.
Yeah, it's almost July.
It is quick.
All right.
Any other
things that the board members have for other business?
Nope.
Oh. Rudy, I'm just curious on that. Remember when George Reagan from the Hampshire Housing Finance Authority came in?
And
I know we were going to try to get that grant application in.
Yeah.
Any update on I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, no, well, we, Southern New Hampshire Planning did agree to be our consultant.
Okay.
On that, so, at the last meeting,
Nate was working with
Nate's
them,
working
right?
on that.
Right.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that he did say that part of it was is to do housing analysis, and the housing analysis is already done, and it's going to be released very shortly.
Yeah.
Very, very shortly, that's probably like this week. So that's that part of it is done. So he is working on developing a proposal for us to do all three of the steps in here. So we should have something probably at our next meeting from him on moving forward on that. There's no match involved with the money. It's strictly grant money. So we don't need to, we don't really need to do much of anything other than approve the work.
And I know Mark had brought up the you know, the need for a training program, so I know eventually, you know, at some point when the time's right. When I start thinking about that, I'm wondering if, you know, when you, if, I think Mark has sort of like a, maybe even more like a training series, you know, and all the people, you know, could attend, but I'm not sure if we should, work on that now or wait.
I think Mark's been pretty much on
top
of
that. No,
but
I'm saying, like, should we wait? Because next thing you know, it's going to be early March. Like, should we actually wait for the board that's sitting and then enter into our training program? Would that that'll give us the time to kind of cool, you know what I mean? Because it's already, next thing you know, it's going to be the first of the year, and then it's 60 days out. We might as well wait for the for whatever, you know, whoever's
thinking,
running, you know, whatever.
I was thinking you, me, and Linda could get together probably next month or something after the holidays and discuss that, because, I mean, we can approach Stephen Buckley and...
Yeah. Of course, Nate's coming back because we got, you know, so we got Nate,
right?
We got George Regan, and you know that. What did he say? Was it 25,000? Was it something?
Up to
up to 25,000.
The first one was right, and
yeah.
The second one is even
was
more.
50.
Yeah.
Was 50.
Yeah.
That's pretty. No, that's excellent. Great. So Nate's going to submit that by the cutoff date.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll see if he can send us an update on that too. All right, anything else from the board? Public comments. Anybody from the public like to comment? No? Okay. In that case...
Motion to adjourn?
Well, before... Eight.
Are you serious?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm almost disappointed.
I'll second.
Josh did.
He gave it to you.
Oh, you know, he gave it to me.
He did?
Yeah.
He
knew. He knew we had a little thing going here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Motion to accept it. To accept the motion, Rudy. Yes, Mark.
Yes, conditional on we sign these set plans.
Yes.
How many signatures we need, Mark?
Four. At least minimum.
Anyway, as many as at least four.
At least four.
Four.
Okay.
Brian.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Josh.
Yes.
And Joyce.
Yes.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
New Year.
Everybody.
Yeah.